Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges. Today's Monday, the day we introduce our topic that we're going to explore all week. And we're in a new series called God Is, where we're learning about God and his characteristics based on some key stories in the Bible. Our daily challenges are meant to help you explore what it means to follow Jesus, even as part of a busy commuting lifestyle. So we have a rhythm that we follow to keep us all in sync, studying the same things at the same time, even if we're not together in person. So every Monday we introduce our idea, Tuesdays we study it in the Bible, Wednesdays we see how that changes and transforms our thinking, Thursdays we try to apply and live it out, and Fridays our day for prayer and reflection. Saturdays a day of rest, and then Sundays a day for community, especially Christian community, and we have a brand new church or Christian community that meets in Ajax, Ontario, every second Sunday. We've got a great community that meets together in one room with people of all ages worshiping and learning together. That's what makes us really unique, and that's why we call our service the Family Room. For more information, visit the church's website at redeemerajax.ca. Now this week in particular, we're learning about how God is holy. Now there's a word that you don't hear a lot outside of religious circles when you really think about it. Maybe you've never thought about it before. It's just a word you've grown up using or that you've heard all the time. But realistically, the word holy isn't something that comes up in regular conversation, except maybe in a couple sayings like, holy smokes, or holier than thou. It's a word that has some pretty specific meanings. It's a pretty technical word because it's not used in all kinds of different situations. It has a fairly narrow set of meanings. So I did a bit of a Google search to just see what would come up. If I typed holy into Google, what auto-corrections or auto-suggestions would come up? First one was Holy Grail. And then Holy Spirit, Holy Trinity, and Holy Bible. The fifth item in the list was the Holy Grill, a restaurant in Calgary, Alberta. Now the first four are pretty narrowly defined. They're all religious terms, especially relating to Christianity. Holy Grail, supposed to be the cup that Jesus would have used at the Last Supper. And then Holy Trinity, Holy Bible, Holy Spirit are all up there. And you know what, even the fifth one is just a play on words on the Holy Grail. For a fun restaurant name. So, holy is a word that's used in a pretty narrow sense. Well, it complicates things a little bit that there are two main ways to use the term, and they aren't entirely compatible. Because the most common way people are going to use the term is to designate something as being dedicated or set apart for God or for people to worship God. So, saying that something is a holy place, you're on holy ground, or the Holy Bible, you're saying, you know, this is a book that is dedicated and set aside for learning from God. So that's the most common way we use the term, I think, is to say that something is special, that we set it aside, that we're trying to reserve it for God's use or for people to connect with God. And that means people show a certain amount of reverence around the Bible, for example. I remember as a child hearing, you know, that you couldn't, you know, leave a Bible on the ground and things like that, that you wanted to show respect to it. The same kind of rules that you think of for a national flag. Or I remember as a child playing hide and seek in the church with some cubs, and I didn't want to go behind the altar. Some of the other kids did, and there was something about that space in the church that felt holy and special and set apart to me, and I didn't feel right going there. These two things go together quite a bit, a sense of the holy and a sense of reverence. It's built right into the Bible too. Moses was told by God during one of their first encounters that he was standing on holy ground and he should take his sandals off. But what about when we say that God is holy? That's the whole topic we're exploring this week. God is holy. Well, how can we say God is set aside for God? God is specially dedicated to God. That doesn't make sense. So there's another definition of holy that describes God himself. And that definition is really about saying that God is different from us, that God is perfect and good and just out of this world, that God isn't like us, but that God is the most wonderful, awesome, powerful, perfect and good entity that you can possibly imagine. That's some of what people are getting at when they say God is holy, especially the perfection part, that God is perfect and good and without sin. It's a really important aspect of God's character that stands in stark contrast to us. Now, we're going to look this week at how God wants his people to be holy. And both definitions kind of work there. He wants his people to be set apart, special and different, for him. He wants them to be a people who are known because they are specially used by God for God's purposes. And he wants them to be morally good. He wants them to be open to being perfected. Even if they're not perfect, he wants them to be moving that direction. God wants to make his people holy. That's the kind of thing we're going to explore this week. In Leviticus 19:2, God said, "Speak to all the congregation of the people of Israel and say to them, 'You shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy.'" Now, when you hear that kind of a statement, do you feel inadequate or do you feel hopeful? I want you to think a little bit about that this week as you discuss with some friends what you've been learning here in our challenges. I really hope you'll share our challenges with others. It's a key part of who we are as a community, that we're not just a bunch of isolated individuals, but we're part of a community in sync and gathering others around us for discussion. So here's your question to explore today. When you hear the word holy, what do you think about? What images come up? An expression, a person, a concept, a place? Make a list of everything that you think of as holy. And then, when you're told that you are meant to become holy, God wants you to be holy, does that give you hope or a fear of inadequacy? Have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.